Should I accept that 39 when they said it was $4.95?
I don't know why you would.
Okay. I mean, it would, that would not.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. How may I help you today?
Yes, I got this thing from American Airlines to do the survey, and then they gave me a list of things that I could win for. And I wanted the Dyson vacuum, and it said the shipping was $4.95. And then I proceeded and finished, and then I find it's 38 something. Can you tell me why it would jump up that
way? May I get your zip code so I can see into your account and see what you made, what you were charged, ma'am?
29681.
Thank you, miss. And may I have the your first and last name, please?
Carol Croxton.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account, ma'am.
Okay.
What
did you say? He said, give him a moment while he searches for my account.
All right, I have found an account matching that name. I've opened up that account now. To get through the security bypass that is protocol, can you verify the billing address that we have on file for this account, ma'am?
I can, but if you can pull it up, why don't you already have it?
I do have it, but I need to make sure it's the correct one. Since the one that you may state may be different, and if it is, I know that this is not your account, and I know that we're to move on from there.
798 Powderhorn Drive Road.
Thank you, ma'am, for verifying your account with us. I do see here where you paid the shipping and handling for the iPhone contest entry.
For the what?
For the iPhone contest entry.
No, I didn't do that.
On the 31st, the $39.85 charge, ma'am?
No, I didn't do that.
That Dyson vacuum?
Yes,
that's that 39. It was actually, I don't know why, but that was actually a monthly charge where each month it'll be $40. Not for that vacuum. It was actually a meal planning app. I'm thinking that vacuum is just another survey that you can apply for to win. But the one that you apply for, you may have thought it was the Dyson. But it was actually for the meal planning prep app that helped you when, if you're on a keto diet or you're taking a certain food group out of your diet and you need a way to plan out better tasty meals.
No, I don't want that. I did not want that. I wanted the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I understand, ma'am. Okay. Let me see. Can do. In one brief moment, I did see here, I can take off, since you don't want that meal planning app, I can take $19.85 off your monthly rate, bringing the cost to only $20 a month if you stay, ma'am.
Excuse me? Excuse me. No, all I wanted was the Dyson vacuum cleaner sent to me. If it's more than $4.95, I don't want it. I did not get that as I read it.
I understand, ma'am. And I do apologize if the terms and conditions were unnoticed, but I can go ahead and cancel that account so you won't have any reoccurring billing or shipment of that. Well, reoccurring billing of that $39.85, ma'am.
Okay, so will I get the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, ma'am. That money was for, it wasn't for the Dyson. I believe that Dyson vacuum cleaner was for a different survey, and the survey you completed was actually for the bill planning prep app.
Okay, I want it all canceled then.
Yes, ma'am. I've canceled that account now, ma'am. So you won't have any further billing of any kind. I do have your cancellation number as well. If you have a pen and paper, I can give that to you now, ma'am.
Okay. What is
it? All right, ma'am. That cancellation number is C, as in cancel,
9 1 9 2 6 8 0 5 5 5 5. Okay. What are you connected with?
Oh, man. Well, we're a third-party call center that operates a customer service of over 100 different online vendors that sell over several different types of online merchandise.
Okay, well, it wasn't clear on that. All the charges will not, with regard to this, will not be on my credit card, right?
Well, the only charge is the one that processed for that $39.85. But since your account has been canceled, you won't have any more charges or anything of that nature, ma'am.
You say there's $38. Is that on my card?
That has been approved as of today, ma'am, the $39.85.
Okay, it said if I had any question to call that number, mm-hmm. That's how I got you. So. Is it $38.95 or $98? Is that canceled?
Yes, ma'am. This is canceled.
Okay, so I should have no charges from you.
Well, the only charge you would have is that you're not going to have any future charges. There's only that one charge of $39.85 that was approved and went through. I've canceled it as of today, so you're not going to have any more charges in the future.
I don't have any charges other than this.
Yes. That's okay. Just the one and only charge, ma'am.
Okay. Are you saying, you said I won't be charged anymore?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I going to have this charge today? Is that going to be on there?
Well, for us, it's already been approved. I don't know if it's been approved on your side, but on our side, it's already been approved.
Okay, but I don't want it approved. I want credit for it.
I understand. Well, let me see what I can do for you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
He's going to check and see if he...
All right. I do see here, I just looked into our database, I can give you a 75% refund for that $39.85 charge, ma'am.
I'm going to call the credit card company and have that canceled. I want everything off. I don't want the vacuum cleaner. It's dishonest.
There was no vacuum cleaner, ma'am.
What's that?
There was no vacuum cleaner that was coming or anything like that. This was a meal planning app. But if you don't want these, go ahead, ma'am.
I did not want a meal planning thing. I did not order it.
I understand, ma'am. Well, give me one brief moment while I see what I can do for you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, I did see here that I can offer a full refund. I went to my supervisor and stated your case. And as a gratuity just for you for today, she did give me her override code that way I can give you the full refund. Give me one brief moment while I process that full refund, ma'am.
I'm calling
credit card coming now.
Make
sure
that it's taken off.
Okay.
Do you have it? It shows it on the credit card bill.
Okay.
Charge.
Okay.
$39.85.
All right, ma'am. Your account has been refunded at $39.85. Yes, but then your bank account, and that's 3 to 5 business days, and an email confirmation as well. The email confirmation should arrive within the next hour or so.
What email address are you sending it to?
The Outlook.com email.
Okay. And I'm getting a full refund, are you saying?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I notate your account, please.
Processing that now.
Are you processing that now?
That full refund has already been processed. You can find it in your bank account, and then that's 3 to 5 business days. Right now, I'm just notating your account, so... our system knows, yes, this account has been canceled. Yes, this account has been authorized for a refund.
Okay, is there a number for that full refund?
I do have an ID for the refund, ma'am.
Okay.
The ID, the transaction ID is 629583. 0, 2, 1, and the last number is 7.
Okay, that's the ID number. That's an ID number for a full refund.
Yes, ma'am. That's a transaction number.
Transaction number. Okay, let me read it to make sure I got it. Okay, the number I have is 629-58. 30217.
Yes, ma'am.
ID transaction number. Okay, what is your name?
My name is J.T. Jackson, ma'am.
A.T. Jackson. Okay, this bothers me that this happens. Okay, I hope it's taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.